Hi, I'm Jim Cahill, and welcome to our Five Questions for an Emerson Expert podcast series. Today, I'm joined by Aaron Cruz. Aaron leads Emerson's Control System Modernization and Consulting Group. They work with clients to minimize risk and cost in distributed control systems and safety instrumented system modernization projects. Welcome, Aaron.
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
Hey, it's great. Let's start out. I like to ask everyone, as you were growing up, what led you to the field of science, technology, engineering, and math, you know, STEM related, and I guess specifically chemical engineering in your case?
Well, I think for me, I've always liked math and science. It was just something that I was good at. When I was in high school, the high school I went to, I think, for the previous like 10 years or maybe longer, they had won the state championship in UIL math and science. And so there was like this rich history and stuff like that. So, you know, besides the sports and stuff like all of that, in high school, I also competed in math and science, which was kind of interesting. So when I was looking at college and trying to decide on how I was going to apply that, I was just like, math. I'm not going to be a math professor, right? How can I do some more applied stuff? And so I thought engineering would be good. And then it's just a matter of what's your favorite science or whatever. So I was like, chemical engineering, we'll put them together. And then, as it turned out, that's one of the best paying fields out there and stuff like that. So, you know, when you're going to college to try and get a job, that's a good motivator.
Well, it's great to hear that we're not just known for our football here in this state, but we compete at math and science as well. So I guess from that, as a chemical engineer, what led you into the field of process automation?
Well, for me, I think I had a little bit of exposure in an internship at USDA, of all places. So back in West Texas, where I'm from. Working in the fields, the cotton fields and everything there, I found a little bit of technology where we were measuring temperatures and humidity and sending all of that back wirelessly back to our lab. I thought, wow, this is pretty cool, you know, just collecting data and then closing the loop and actually hitting a button on a computer and making something happen in real life seemed like pretty cool. But it wasn't until I went to a career fair at A&M and I ran into a company called Fisher Rosemount at the A&M Engineering Career Fair that I realized that was even a profession. So I got pretty excited just hearing that people actually did the sorts of things that I had done at USDA on a much broader scale. And so that kind of set me in motion towards that field. It seemed like something that was really interesting. And it was a long and kind of circuitous path, but here I am. I made it all the way back to Fisher Rosemount, or now, of course, Emerson.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear everyone's path into it and a lot of diversity there. Well, that's really cool. In the world of control system and safety instrumented system modernizations, can you tell us about any recent or challenges that you may have heard from some of our customers?
Well, definitely. You know, these projects, when we're going to do a modernization project, we're putting in, you know, we're applying engineering and technology and all of this stuff to try and improve the customer's operations. They're trying to upgrade their infrastructure, get more information, improve the safety, improve operational aspects of their plant. But as you can imagine, replacing the whole control system infrastructure of a running plant is pretty challenging and fraught with risk, right? So we've got all these best practices and things that we've come up with over time that have really been built around how to reduce risk and how to actually get the benefits that we're trying to get out of these projects. And all of those are really good. But because you don't want any risk or very, very low risk, and you don't want to make any mistakes, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of planning, and therefore a lot of money and a lot of time to do these projects and do them right. So the thing that I'm most excited about recently really is looking at the project itself, and instead of just applying the technology and the engineering to the plant in order to improve operations, applying some technology and engineering to the idea of how we actually do the project and make the project itself more efficient. So it's been cool here in Austin to work with the folks who make Delta V and Delta VSIS and our engineering tools and a lot of the partner solutions that we've got and everything else to actually apply some of that technology and make the projects go smoother, faster, and still eliminate all that risk that we were trying to do in the first place. So it's this changing of even how we do the projects. So going beyond best practices, that gets me excited, because best practices are cool, but they're kind of invented by somebody else. But you know what gets us engineers excited is solving new problems, doing things even better over time. So this is, you know, one of the things we've been focusing on, and it's been a lot of fun.
That's interesting, because, you know, all that effort to optimize the process and thinking of it project by project and moving it back to optimizing the way projects are planned and executed and, you know, treating that same level of optimization. That's really exciting. With all that you do here at work, what about outside of it? What do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, I have three young sons, so they take up quite a bit of my spare time for sure. Just, you know, spending time with my family and all of their activities and involving them and all the cool stuff that we get to do here in, you know, Austin and going to UT and around town and stuff like that. But then outside of that, for me personally, I mean, obviously I like gadgets and technology and stuff like that. And so I do a lot of photography and that sort of thing. And then probably over the last few years, I've really had a focus on health and fitness. And just looking at some of the broader challenges that we've got out there in terms of being better to ourselves, having the right balance between how we take care of ourselves, how we take care of our community, environment, and stuff like that. So I'm pretty active in like CrossFit and cooking and dialing, you know, experimenting with all of that kind of stuff. And then just last week, I just did my first obstacle course race. So I think that's going to be something that's we'll see more of in my future as well.
Well, that's really good, because you think about the time spent in front of computers as we work here to balance that out and, one, be active with the kids, and then, you know, also be, you know, fit and nutrition and everything else. That's good. Sounds like a good path to stay healthy for
a
while.
Yeah, and what you realize is that the more you take care of yourself and your mind and, you know, continually learning and getting the blood pumping and everything else, you start to come up with all kinds of crazy ideas that you can bring into the job.
Oh, that's great. And I guess is my final question for you. For some of the people new into process automation, what advice would you have for them to accelerate their learning curve?
Well, you know, the thing about process automation is it's so broad, and it can be daunting to say, well, you're going to be an expert in process automation, because what are you going to be an expert in? Databases, controls, process optimization kind of stuff, the system itself, project engineering activities, graphic design, system architecture. There's all kinds of things, right, that go into that. So there's a lot to cover. So especially early in the career, your career, there's really two main things that I would focus on. One is definitely constantly growing and learning. And I really have gotten a kick out of this career so far, because pretty much every day I'm doing something for the very first time. So I feel like as long as I'm doing something for the first time, then I must be learning something. So as long as you can keep that kind of mentality, then you're going to grow and expand and really develop both in breadth and in depth in the ways that you need to in this kind of career. And then the other thing is just, especially starting out your career, you can really be hampered by fear and just not, a lot of times we place value on what we know. And so when we don't know something, we try and avoid it. And that runs counter to this idea of growth and expanding your knowledge in the way that I was talking about. So if you're afraid of something, that might be a good indicator you should go and try it out. Or if you're afraid of talking to someone, it's a good chance that guy has something that they can offer you. So one of the things that I've really realized through my career is that everybody is just so open and willing to share. It's a lot of fun to collaborate with all the extremely bright people that are in this field.
Yeah, you are so right. Everyone has you know, such level of depth. That's one of the things I really enjoy about working here at Emerson, everything. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Aaron.
Thank you.